I like what I see quite a bit. Here's why. When I was at the Small Business Administration back in 2009-10, spending in terms of government contracting dollars was increasing, and we had turned around the percentage of those dollars going to small businesses, and you saw pretty significant increases. But the question was, what happens when, which based on the rate of contract increase over that period of time was bound to happen, the contracting dollars start to decline? And that's what you have seen over the last few years. And so to see the trend of the percentage of those dollars going to small businesses continue to increase, I think that, one, that is fantastic. And two, it's just a real testament to the effort put in by folks at the SBA, the White House, and across the administration to say saving money and getting dollars in the hands of small business contractors are mutually reinforcing, not mutually exclusive. And so I think that's the important point. Whether it's exactly 25% or 24 point something or 23%, that's not where I spend the majority of my time. You're talking about, you know, up to $500 billion being spent in government contracts each year. It's the fact that we're seeing the trend continue, which indicates very clearly people care. Mm-hmm. And this is a priority to contracting officers and agencies. And that's fantastic.
There's always a controversy about whether the right businesses are categorized as small businesses and whether there are people that are pulling a small business that should, or all of that kind of stuff. How significant is that, do you think, in terms of what the actual numbers wind up being?
You know, I think that the truth is the government's only gotten better at identifying who is counted as a small business and making sure that they really are. That doesn't mean the government's gotten perfect. Mm-hmm. But when you're drawing baselines and trends and you know, wanting to peel the onion on, is the improvement performance real? I think it's only encouraging when you look behind, under the hood, I think was the analogy.
Yeah.
Because you see that they've gotten better and better at taking some of those things out. Now, here's why it's such a challenge. One, yes, human error is part of it, and that's going to always be the case. But there are all sorts of nuanced rules about when an agency awards a contract to a small business, and then that small business, usually as a result of having that contract, grows and exceeds its size standard, or another large business comes along and says, hey, why don't we join forces and we can do all sorts of other great things. You've now demonstrated your success for your product or service in the federal market and buys them. How do you count that? And some people will say, well, Joe, it's obvious. They're now no longer a small business, so strip that out of the numerator that's getting counted as small business awards. Well, my friends who are contracting officers will say, well, hold on a minute. We worked really hard to identify small businesses who could do fill-in-the-blank product or service. Mm-hmm. And we went out, we set aside the contract, or the small business won a full and open competition thanks to our broadly advertising the opportunity. Now you're taking away the credit for that, because a lot of these contracts go on for up to 5 years. And what you're saying to that agency is, hey, good job, but for the next 4 years, we're locking that into a large business spend in your denominator. You get no credit in the numerator. Mm-hmm. And that's disincentivizing as we're trying to get agencies to find more and more small business. So it's a nuanced issue.
You used the word that takes us where I wanted to go next, which is the incentives that remain that maybe aren't in place that could be in place for agencies to continue this kind of progress. What would you like to see available for agencies? What maybe things that you wanted to work on while you were there and didn't have a chance to, or whatever, to perpetuate this success that we're seeing?
A lot of it is there has been traditionally, and in many ways rightfully so, a laser focus on the small business goal achievement, that 23% number. Hey, I'm an ex-consultant. I love quantifiable success metrics. I think that's great. It's the law of the land. I mean, that's a statutory number. I get that, and I think that's fantastic. We need to move beyond that, not lose sight of that, mm-hmm. but move beyond that to say, what have we been doing that's really driven this success? Mm-hmm. How can we do more of that? And that's where I think you get into, as cost-saving initiatives have been rolled out over the past few years, they've been rolled out always with the caveat of, this doesn't mean you get to abdicate your responsibility to small businesses or to these goals. And that's where it's not a change, it's just continuing to reinforce that. Yes, save money. Look at category management. Look at strategic sourcing. Look at low-price, technically acceptable mechanisms when they're appropriate. But in all of those scenarios, find small businesses who can do these things because they are out there. I've seen that. I've heard the words. I've not, you know, they've seen the actions, and now we're seeing the result. But I would just urge my former colleagues and friends in the government to continue that because I think it's paying real positive dividends.
You reference an interesting juxtaposition too, because the assumption historically has been that we always want to try to find the best value or lowest price or whatever is appropriate for the procurement, except if it's a small business set aside, with the assumption that small businesses are not able to compete on price or value. And my sense, at least from what I'm hearing from folks anecdotally, is that that's not a fair assumption anymore.
You're exactly right. And to be honest, when I arrived at the SBA back in 2009, that was a bit of my assumption. Hey, we need to make sure that we've got all of these programs, structures, processes in place to ensure that small businesses who aren't going to be able to offer the same price or other terms and conditions can compete. That's not true. Mm. What we've been able to prove over time is as long as you have a way to make them aware of opportunities, allow them to fairly compete for opportunities, and then judge their performance on a level playing field against any other business, they will succeed. Mm-hmm. You know, you look at IT implementations and people now are really saying we need more small businesses in the supply chain to help with this. You look at complex services and people are saying, hey, I identified a small business who could do that. It sometimes takes more effort. It often takes more effort to find them. And that is, you know, something that should be recognized and applauded when people do it. But they can perform. And you know, it's not true that if it's a competition on price, the small business is always going to lose either. You know, at FedBid, we found that 64% of the time that a contract is not set aside for small business, just a full and open competition, small businesses still win. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if you set things up in the right way, small businesses can compete in any forum, any type of contract, and do really well for the taxpayer.
That was really driven home to me at an event that I attended at the Treasury Department back in the spring. Jose Arrieta put that on at Treasury, and it was a small business outreach event, and not just in the presentations, but also just in the conversations, the informal conversations and the breaks and stuff. People talked about the fact that, I mean, they're very proud of the fact that they're competing against big vendors and they're winning against big vendors, even though we're seeing the trickle-down effect where bigger companies are going after business that 5 years ago or 10 years ago they probably wouldn't have bothered with. And these folks are very proud of the fact that they're able to stand right next to the big companies. And exactly what you're saying is what I'm hearing from them, which is as long as I know about this stuff and can bid on it, because they don't have the big staffs that the larger companies do for BD. If I know about it, I've got a good shot. I'm comfortable with the chance that I have.
Absolutely right. That's great about that forum. I worked with Jose a bunch when he was at DHS, mm-hmm. and obviously he's a great ad for Treasury, and so no surprise that you had the collection of right folks having the right conversations there around small business contracting. What you're saying about the business development piece is really huge. What I heard over and over again is, yeah, Joe, I know that everything needs to be posted to FedBizOps, all the solicitations need to be out there, but there are millions of things that go on into FPDS on the back end for me to do my market research after the fact, or into FedBizOps for my biz dev guys to look at, and I don't have time to sift through everything. You know, I set up for myself a FedBizOps kind of pull or push capability where I said, here are the things I'm interested in, industries, geographies, et cetera, just to test what the user experience was like. Mm-hmm. And you just get flooded with opportunities. Now, that sounds like a great thing, but not when they're, 99 out of every 100 are things you wouldn't even bid on. Mm-hmm. So if you're able to really get communication from agencies, from the community writ large, here are opportunities that you can compete on, for and potentially win, and they are germane to what you sell, then I feel like small businesses can compete head-to-head all the time.